was a time when average was a pretty good place to be. Back then, average meant you had a job, you brought home a check, you paid the bills. Nobody expected more, and nobody got less. It was safe, it was normal, but not anymore. Now, average has become invisible. Think about that. The world we live in has changed. Quietly at first, and then all at once. There's more access than ever before. Abundance is everywhere. You can learn anything, meet anyone, buy anything, from anywhere. And in that kind of world, mediocrity doesn't just blend in, it disappears completely. You walk down the cereal aisle now. How many choices do you see? Not three, not four, dozens. You type in a question, and 1,000 people want to give you the answer. That's not competition. That's a tidal wave. And when the tide comes in, the average gets swept out to sea. Excellence is now the baseline. If you want to be noticed, to be chosen, to be rewarded, you can't just be okay anymore. Think about a restaurant. You go out for dinner. If the meal is average, if the service is just fine, do you rush home and tell your friends? Probably not. You forget the name by morning. Only something remarkable stands out. Only excellence is remembered. And if you're thinking, well, maybe that's just restaurants, let me tell you. It's everywhere. It's every industry, every company, every city. Excellence is the new minimum. The question is no longer, are you safe in the middle? The question is, will anyone even see you if you're just part of the crowd? Years ago, a handshake and a good attitude might have kept you afloat. But now, the world moves too fast. Opportunities pass you by before you even see them coming. What used to be good enough just isn't good enough anymore. People ask Jim, is it fair? Is it right that the bar keeps moving? Well, it may not be fair, but it's reality. The game has changed. And if you don't adjust, if you cling to average thinking, you become a ghost. Present, but unnoticed. You blend into the background while the world moves ahead. There's an old line. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. But now, it's the standout wheel that gets replaced first by something better, faster, smarter. Don't get left behind because you chose to settle for the middle. The real risk isn't failing at something ambitious. The real risk is disappearing because you never stood out at all. The safest place is no longer the middle. The safest place is at the edge, pushing for more, showing up as the best version of yourself. You can't afford average anymore, not because it's risky, but because it's irrelevant. The world doesn't see average. The world pays for excellence. Average doesn't even make the list. So I want you to think today, where in your life have you settled for good enough? Where have you let average creep in and call it safety? Because safety is the biggest illusion in this new world. It's not there anymore. Only excellence survives. If you want to be noticed, if you want to be chosen, if you want your name remembered, make a decision. Average is dead. Excellence is required. That's where it all begins. And here's the reason. The economics of excellence are different. If there's one thing the marketplace loves, it's value. Not effort, value. Not hours, results. The world doesn't line up to pay for average. The world rewards distinction, and it pays handsomely. Look around. Have you ever noticed how the very best in any field seem to earn multiples, not increments, above the rest? It's never just a little bit more for the top. It's not 10%, it's not 20%. Sometimes it's 10 times as much. Why is that? Is it luck? Is it just being in the right place at the right time? No, it's value. When you become excellent, When you rise above what's common, the world opens doors you didn't even know existed. I'll tell you something. Average effort earns average returns. But the problem is, today's average doesn't pay like it used to. It doesn't even cover the new costs of living, the new costs of opportunity, the new costs of staying in the game. The world is moving forward and average is falling behind, not standing still. Think about a concert pianist. The very best don't just get invited to play, they name their price. The same goes for the world-class surgeon, the championship coach, the leader in any field. The best don't just earn more, they multiply their opportunity. They attract attention, resources, and connections. It's as if the world takes all its rewards and piles them at the feet of those who have chosen to become uncommon. And let's be clear, it's not about luck. It's not about being born with some rare gift. It's about developing yourself until the marketplace can't ignore you. Because the world is fair in one way. It pays for what it values. And excellence in any area is rare enough to get noticed. Ask yourself, where does the big money go? Where do the opportunities show up? It's not to the average performer, working average hours with average habits. It's to the person who stands out by what they can do, by how well they do it, and by how consistently they deliver. The world rewards those who have made themselves indispensable. There's an old story about the plumber who comes to fix a problem in a factory. He walks in, taps a pipe, and the machine starts working again. The bill, $1,000. The owner says, "But it only took you 5 minutes." The plumber replies, "Yes, but it took me 20 years to know where to tap." That's what the marketplace pays for. Not the time you put in, but the wisdom, the skill, the excellence you bring to the table. And today, the price of being average is rising. Because as costs go up, as choices expand, as the world demands more, the returns for average go down. You can't cover tomorrow's expenses with yesterday's skills. If you want the multiples, you need to bring multiples in value. So the question is, are you building excellence or just hoping to get by? Are you working on your skills, your attitude, your knowledge, so that when the opportunity comes, you're the obvious choice? Or are you hoping the old days of average rewards will come back around? Here's a hard truth. The world never rolls back the clock. The only way to earn more, to have more, to become more, is to give more, to become more valuable than you were yesterday. That's the economics of excellence. And it's available to anyone willing to do the work. If you want to change your pay, change your value. If you want new opportunities, become someone the marketplace can't live without. Don't wish for things to be easier. Wish for yourself to be better. The reward isn't for effort. The reward is for distinction. That's the reality of today. And that's the advantage of deciding to step out of the average crowd and into the ranks of the excellent. The best get multiples, not because of chance, but because of value. But let's not ignore the other side. There's a hidden price to staying the same. Most people think doing enough means things will stay the way they are. That if you just keep doing what you've always done, you'll keep getting what you've always got. But the world doesn't work that way anymore. Doing just enough doesn't freeze life in place. It puts you on a slow, silent decline. Skills expire. Habits weaken. Relevance fades away, almost without you noticing. The cost of average isn't just missing out on more. It's the compounding decline that comes from standing still while everything else moves ahead. Think about it. The world keeps spinning. Technology keeps advancing. New ideas, new faces, new ways of doing things. They don't wait for anyone. If you don't grow, you fall behind. and sometimes you don't even realize it's happening. The ground shifts, and one day you look up and wonder how you got left so far behind. I remember when the fax machine was the latest and greatest. Now, most people under 30 have never used one. Some have never even seen one. That's how fast relevance disappears. The same thing happens to skills and habits. What used to be valuable can turn into baggage if you hold on to it too long. And here's the trap. Average feels safe. It feels comfortable. There's a false sense of stability in doing what's always worked. But comfort is a slow poison. It lulls you into thinking you're secure when really, you're sinking. It happens with health. It happens with finances. It happens with relationships. Ignore your health long enough, and the decline compounds. Skip one workout, miss a few meals, and it doesn't show. But do it long enough, and the hidden cost arrives. Energy is gone. Strength is lost. Opportunity passes. Financially, it's the same. Keep spending like you always have, saving just a little, and the numbers don't change much day to day. But months pass, years pass, and the compounding cost of just enough shows up. You can't catch up when you fall behind for too long. Even with relationships, average effort means checking in when it's convenient, saying, "I love you," on holidays. But the hidden price is that one day, the connection's gone, and it takes 10 times the effort to repair what could have been maintained with a little bit of excellence, day by day. The scariest thing is, decline doesn't send a warning. It doesn't knock on your door and announce itself. It's silent. It's gradual. And by the time it's obvious, it's already costly. Most people wake up too late. They find themselves scrambling to catch up. But the world has already moved on. So ask yourself, where are you just doing enough? Where have you settled, hoping that stability would protect you from change? Because the hidden price of staying the same is always greater than you think. Decay doesn't ask permission, and it never waits for you to be ready. The good news is this law works in reverse, too. Just a little above average consistently can move mountains over time. Small disciplines practiced daily have compounding benefits. That's how you trade slow decline for slow progress. That's how you escape the trap. So today, don't just ask what average is costing you today. Ask what it's costing you next year, in 5 years, in 10. Because what's invisible now becomes unmissable later. Average doesn't protect you. It just delays the bill. Sooner or later, you pay for staying the same. The wise trade comfort for growth, stability for progress, and average for the remarkable. And that leads to the next shift, moving from comfort to competitiveness. This is where most people miss the mark. They think the goal is to get comfortable, find a job, find a house, get things set up just right, and finally relax. But comfort has become the enemy of progress. Comfort is where dreams go to fall asleep. See, average people look for comfort. They measure their days by how easy things are. They wait for the right time, the right feeling, the perfect moment before taking action. The trouble is, the world doesn't pause until you feel ready. Life moves whether you're prepared or not. The rewards don't wait for you to feel comfortable. They show up when you show up, ready or not. Exceptional people, on the other hand, seek challenge. They treat discomfort as a signal. Time to stretch, time to learn, time to push beyond what's familiar. If you want to become uncommon, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. The greatest growth always hides just past the edge of your comfort zone. I remember when I started out in business, every day brought something new I didn't know how to handle. I was nervous, outmatched, unsure. But I learned that growth only comes through challenge. Every new skill, every opportunity demanded I trade in comfort for a chance to compete. Some say, but Jim, I'm just not competitive by nature. Let me tell you, life is competitive by nature. The world is not short on opportunities. It's short on people willing to do what's necessary to seize them. Someone is going to win that next contract, get that next promotion, earn that next customer. The question is, will it be you? Here's what I found. You don't have to be cutthroat, but you do have to be alert. The real competition is between who you are and who you could be. Every day, are you moving forward or are you drifting? Are you rising to new challenges or waiting for the old challenges to come back? When you shift your mindset from comfort to competitiveness, something magical happens. You start to see problems as puzzles, obstacles as opportunities, setbacks as lessons. You become more interested in growth than in ease. You stop waiting for things to get easier and start working to get stronger. The world has never rewarded readiness. It rewards adaptability. The person who can pivot, who can learn, who can stretch, becomes valuable, no matter what changes tomorrow brings. Look around. The fastest learners, the most adaptable, are the ones who climb the highest. The world no longer waits for those who move slow. It pays those who can run, adjust, and keep up. So if you've been waiting to feel comfortable, to feel ready, to feel certain, let me save you some time. That feeling isn't coming, but opportunity is here. Challenge is here. Growth is here. All waiting for you to trade comfort for competitiveness. Ask yourself, am I looking for comfort or am I looking for challenge? Am I preparing for change or just hoping it won't come? Because the world rewards those who are willing to step into the arena, take the hits, and keep moving forward. You can't afford to cling to comfort anymore. The new world belongs to the competitive, the curious, the courageous. Be one of them. Seek challenge, and you'll find progress. But even challenge isn't what it used to be. The skill gap is real. If there was ever a time when coasting seemed possible, those days are gone. Technology is changing faster than ever before. Information moves at the speed of light. Every day, something new arrives to test what you know and challenge how you think. The speed of change exposes who's learning and who's just hanging on. It used to be that you could learn a skill, master a trade, and count on it lasting a lifetime. That's not true anymore. Some jobs that existed 10 years ago don't exist today. Some skills that once put you ahead now barely get you in the door. The question isn't, do you know enough? The question is, are you still learning? Because the day you stop learning is the day you start falling behind. Here's the reality. The gap between those who are growing and those who are coasting gets wider every year. The world rewards those who invest in themselves, who study, who try, who adapt. Stagnation has become the biggest risk of all. There was a time when someone could coast for years in a position, do a little more, a little less, no one noticed. But now the spotlight is everywhere. The world can see what you can do, and it can see what you refuse to learn. If you're not improving, it's obvious. If you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. I remember seeing this play out in the world of business. Those who took the time to read, to practice, to sharpen their skills, kept moving up. Their value increased year after year. But those who thought they'd done enough, who just showed up and did the minimum, found themselves outpaced, Not overnight, slowly at first, but suddenly everyone else seemed to have passed them by. Continual growth is the new security. The best insurance policy you can buy today isn't in a file cabinet or a vault. It's in your ability to learn, to adapt, to grow. When you become a student of your own potential, you never have to worry about becoming obsolete. Your skills become your passport to new places, your foundation for new opportunities. It's easy to say, well, I've done enough. I've learned what I need. But as soon as you say that, the world moves on. And now, every day you spend standing still, the gap gets bigger. Every new skill you refuse to learn, every new habit you put off, is a chance for the world to outgrow you. The people who win today are the ones who ask, what else can I learn? Where else can I improve? What new skill, what new idea, what new connection will make me better tomorrow than I am today? The world is racing ahead. Don't be content to watch it from the sidelines. So, what's the lesson? Don't fear the skill gap. Close it. Don't resent those who are moving forward. Join them. Don't protect old knowledge at the expense of new growth. Invest in yourself, and you'll always have value to bring, no matter how fast the world changes. Remember, stagnation is the greatest risk in the world we live in now. Movement, learning, curiosity, that's your new security. That's how you become indispensable year after year. And here's how you stay ahead. Make standards your strategy. Most people wait until the world forces them to change. They wait for the letter, the warning, the emergency before they raise their standards. But by then, the price is much higher. Self-imposed excellence is always cheaper than externally imposed change. You see, the world doesn't send gentle reminders forever. It starts with whispers. A missed opportunity here, a shrinking paycheck there. Ignore the signs long enough and the world begins to shout. Suddenly you're behind, trying to catch up, wishing you'd made the change sooner. That's why you must learn to raise your standards before the world makes you. I found out early that if you want to avoid the pain of sudden change, you have to become your own critic. Don't wait for the boss to point out your weaknesses. Don't wait for the market to move on without you. Ask yourself every day, what could I do better? Where could I be more disciplined? Where can I raise the bar before someone else does it for me? Most people look at standards like there's something to endure, a burden. But I learned that high standards are a strategy. They're not just about being tough on yourself. They're about making your life easier, not harder. When you set your own bar higher than anyone else would, you control the game. You're never surprised, never desperate, never scrambling to keep up. You're ready before the challenge arrives. Have you ever noticed that the most successful people you meet don't need someone checking on them? They're their own toughest judge. They don't wait for feedback. They seek it out. They're always looking for that one thing they can tighten, one place they can improve. And that's why they rarely get caught off guard when things change. It's no accident. The world rewards people who lead themselves. When you take charge of your own standards, you stop playing defense and start playing offense. You set the pace. You shape the narrative. You move ahead of the pack because you're not waiting to be told what to do. You've already done it. And here's the secret. Self-imposed excellence costs less. You decide when, you decide how, and you decide what to improve. But if you wait, the world chooses for you. And the price tag is never as gentle as if you had chosen yourself. So let me ask, are your standards protecting you or exposing you? Are you waiting for the world to push you, or are you pulling yourself forward? Because the people who lead themselves, who raise their standards early and often are the ones who stay ready, stay flexible, and stay in control. Don't wait for crisis to be your teacher. Make excellence your strategy, your habit. Raise your standards, not because you have to, but because you can. That's how you stay ahead. That's how you become the person the world looks to, not the one it leaves behind. And here's the real advantage, discipline. Most people rely on motivation. They wait for the mood to strike, the feeling to arrive, the inspiration to hit. That's why so many start strong and fade quickly. Motivation is fleeting. It's a spark, not a fire. But discipline? Discipline is the furnace that never goes out. Excellence doesn't show up when you feel like it. It shows up because you've trained yourself to do what needs to be done, whether you feel ready or not. The habit of consistency replaces the illusion of talent. Talent without discipline is wasted potential. Discipline without talent becomes unstoppable. I've seen it 1,000 times. The person with mediocre talent but relentless discipline will outperform the brilliant but undisciplined person almost every time. Why? Because success is built on repeated action. Day after day. Small steps that compound into remarkable results. And the only thing that sustains that daily action is discipline. Think about the difference. Motivation is a cheerleader. It gets you excited. It lifts you up. It inspires you temporarily. Discipline is a coach who shows up no matter what, who doesn't care about excuses, who keeps pushing you to practice when you'd rather quit. That's the real game. And in a world that doesn't tolerate average, it's what separates the merely good from the exceptional. Discipline means showing up when it's hard, writing the report when you'd rather watch television, studying the skill when everyone else is asleep, repeating the practice until it becomes automatic. Discipline is boring, steady, almost invisible, but its results are monumental. It's what makes excellence predictable. You can tell the difference between someone who relies on motivation and someone who relies on discipline. The motivated person shines brightly for a moment, then fades. The disciplined person builds step by step, brick by brick, until they've created something lasting. That's why champions, leaders, and innovators all have routines, rituals, and practices that others ignore. They know that habits outlast feelings. Here's the truth. Talent alone won't carry you. Motivation alone won't sustain you. But discipline guarantees progress. It guarantees that over time, you will rise above average simply because you refuse to stop. While others are waiting for inspiration, you're already building results. And it's not complicated. It's not glamorous. It's simply deciding today that you'll do what you need to do, then doing it again tomorrow, and again the next day, and the next. Over months, over years, it adds up. That's how the exceptional become the standard. That's how you create momentum that carries you past average into influence, opportunity, and success. So today, don't wait for motivation. Don't hope you'll feel like it tomorrow. Build discipline. Make it a habit. Let it guide your days, your actions, your growth. Because in a world where average is invisible, discipline is what makes excellence inevitable. But discipline isn't built in isolation. You can't stay average around people who expect greatness. The truth is, environment either raises you or rots you. There's no in between. The people you spend the most time with, the places you frequent, the conversations you have, they all shape your standards, your habits, your expectations. You are, in large part, a reflection of your surroundings. I remember early in my career, I was surrounded by people who were ambitious, hungry, and committed to excellence. Their energy rubbed off on me. I started thinking bigger, acting bolder, and holding myself to higher standards, almost without realizing it. Then I spent a period around people who were comfortable with the ordinary. I felt the pull. My habits softened, my ambitions dulled, and I realized just how powerful environment can be. Look, average people don't just drift. They gravitate toward comfort. And comfort is contagious. When your circle accepts mediocrity, excuses become normal, laziness becomes normal, and settling becomes the default. You don't even notice it at first. It's subtle. Like water slowly softening rock, it erodes your standards over time. But exceptional people understand this. They carefully choose their environment. They surround themselves with those who inspire, challenge, and expect the best. They read the right books, attend the right seminars, and spend time with people whose habits are worth copying. They don't wait for motivation. They enter spaces where excellence is the air they breathe. And soon, their habits, their mindset, their life, all rise to match that standard. Think about it. You're going to be influenced in ways you can't measure. The jokes, the complaints, the casual acceptance of good enough. All of that has power. It seeps into your thinking. It diminishes ambition. But the right people and the right environment does the opposite. It lifts you, challenges you, and makes higher standards feel natural. It's not just people either. Environment includes what you watch, what you listen to, what you read. It's the culture you immerse yourself in. If it encourages learning, growth, and excellence, it becomes part of you. If it tolerates mediocrity, excuses, and stagnation, that too becomes part of you. And often, the difference between rising and remaining average isn't a secret strategy. It's simply the environment you choose. So ask yourself, who do I spend the most time with? Who influences my thinking, my choices, my habits? Is it people who push me forward or people who pull me back? And if your current circle isn't lifting you, make a change. Surround yourself with those who expect more, who challenge more, who accomplish more. The right association is like fertilizer for growth. Without it, even your best efforts may wither. You see, success isn't just about effort or talent. It's about exposure, who you learn from, who you emulate, who you allow to shape your thinking. When you surround yourself with people who demand excellence, you can't help but rise to that level. When you isolate yourself among mediocrity, your potential shrinks, often without you noticing. So today, don't underestimate the company you keep. Don't underestimate the environment you allow. It's one of the quietest but most powerful forces in determining whether you stay average or rise beyond it. Choose wisely. Your future depends on it. And now, let's talk about how you measure success in this new world. For too long, people have asked the wrong question. Am I good enough? They look at grades, titles, paychecks, or applause, thinking that's the measure. But the world has changed, and the old measures no longer tell the story. The real question now is, am I improving? Growth has become the true performance metric. Think about it. You can be good today and forgotten tomorrow. Skills, habits, and knowledge depreciate unless you invest in them continually. So the measure isn't static, it's dynamic. How much are you learning? How much are you stretching? How much are you moving forward? That's what counts. I've seen it over and over. People who focus on being good enough often stop moving. They coast on past successes, believing their old victories will carry them forward. But the world doesn't care about yesterday's wins. Yesterday's victories are history. Today demands improvement, and tomorrow will demand even more. Growth is the only reliable indicator that you're keeping up with the pace of change, with the expectations of the marketplace, with the demands of life itself. When you measure yourself by progress, every day becomes an opportunity. Every challenge becomes a lesson. Every setback becomes a signal, a chance to adjust, learn, and improve. And here's the beauty. Growth is within your control. You can't always control luck, timing, or the economy, but you can control your effort, your learning, your choices. You can choose to invest in yourself. You can choose to get a little better each day, to raise your standards, to expand your knowledge, and to strengthen your skills. Ask yourself, did I learn something today that I didn't know yesterday? Did I do something better than I did before? Did I take one step closer to becoming the person I want to be? If the answer is yes, you're measuring yourself correctly. If the answer is no, then it's time to recalibrate. Because growth is the new currency. And every day you delay is a day of lost opportunity. This new measure of success also changes how you view others. You stop comparing yourself to people who are good in the old sense. You stop competing for applause, titles, or recognition that will fade. Instead, you compete with yourself, yesterday's version of you. The only real competition is between who you are now and who you can become. When you embrace improvement as the true metric, average is no longer an option. You can't settle for standing still, for being good enough, for coasting on what worked yesterday. Because today demands better. Tomorrow demands even more. And the world will reward the person who keeps growing, who refuses to plateau, who refuses to accept mediocrity. So remember this, don't ask if you are good. Ask if you are growing. Don't ask if you are enough. Ask if you are improving. That is how you stay relevant, valuable, and remarkable. That is how you rise above average, step by step, day by day, until excellence becomes your standard and growth becomes your habit. And finally, let's talk about what happens beyond average, about becoming necessary. It's one thing to rise above the crowd, to do better than most, to get noticed. But the real power is when you become so skilled, so reliable, so valuable, that you're not optional. When that happens, you stop competing and start leading. You become someone the world can't ignore. Think about it. There are plenty of people who are good, even very good. But how many are truly necessary? How many do things that, if they weren't there, would cause a gap, a pause, a problem? Those who are necessary don't just perform, they influence, they innovate, they carry responsibility that others can't replace. That's the difference between being average and being indispensable. And here's the key. Becoming necessary isn't about ego or status. It's about excellence, reliability, and skill combined with integrity. It's about developing yourself to the point where your contribution matters. Not just in theory, but in reality. When you rise to that level, opportunities come to you rather than you chasing them. Doors open that were never visible before. Influence spreads naturally because people trust your ability and depend on your results. You do this by committing to growth, by raising your standards, by creating habits that outlast motivation, by surrounding yourself with excellence, and by continually improving. All the things we've talked about today, the mindset, the discipline, the environment, the focus on growth, they converge here. They create a person who is not just good, not just excellent, but necessary. I've watched it happen. Someone starts by doing a little more than average. Then they do a lot more. They develop skills that others ignore, take responsibility others avoid, and practice consistency that most can't sustain. Over time, that person becomes the obvious choice. They become a pillar. They become someone who is counted on. That's the ultimate reward for rising above average. And here's the final lesson. When you aim to become necessary, competition fades. You're no longer worried about the next person or the next opportunity. You're focused on being so excellent, so prepared, so valuable that your place is secure. The world naturally gravitates toward people who create value that cannot be replaced. That's where influence, respect, and success converge. So today, ask yourself, what would it take for me to be necessary? What skills, what habits, what standards, what growth do I need to embrace to become someone the world cannot do without? Because that's the ultimate goal. To stop competing for scraps, to stop hoping for attention, and to start creating impact, influence, and value that others rely on. That's how you rise beyond average. That's how you become essential. And remember, it doesn't happen by accident. It happens by choice. Every day you choose to improve. Every day you choose to raise your standards. Every day you choose discipline over comfort. You step closer to becoming necessary. Average is invisible. Good is fleeting. Necessary lasts. That's the path. That's the difference. That's the new measure of a life well lived.